Welcome to Need, Want, Love, Wellness with Dr. Alex Vidan, the show that talks about your health and shares ways to get you back to doing the things you need to do, want to do, and love to do. And now, here's your host, Dr. Alex Vidan.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Alex Vidan, and you are here on Need, Want, Love, Wellness on 105.3 FM and 1380 AM, The Answer. Hey, I wanted to talk to you today about, man, we've got some good stuff. So first of all, I want to say from just our the last show that we did, I have to thank everybody for connecting. So many people reached out. Well, I should rephrase that. So many people. I had a handful of you that connected with us either online, on social media, connecting with us at the office just to inquire and find out more information, and also just to say thank you for sharing the information and the message that we were sharing, because last week we were sharing information about the opioid epidemic, and it really touched my heart to know how many people that we got to help within that, and how many people that found out new options for themselves and new things that they could do to help as well. And that's really what this whole thing is about. Like, this whole Need, Want, Love, Wellness, that's what this is about, is about helping you not just have information and say, okay, now I have information. It's what are actual action steps that I can take within that so that I can change my life, so I can do the things that I need to do, want to do, love to do, so that I can then get out there and play with my kids. I can get out there and provide more for my family. I can do the things that I need to do at work and get it done so that it doesn't take me three times as long because I'm dealing with this pain or this problem that distracts me or takes my attention away or doesn't allow me to focus like I need to, whatever it is. These are the things that this is all about. And what we're going to talk about today is that, right? It's this whole show today is going to be about contrast. So the show today is going to be about the contrast between failures and following. And really, that's what it's going to be. It's been about failures and following. And I will tie that together. And you're probably listening to this and saying, Dr. Vidan, look, I'm not a failure. I'm not following. I'm doing my own thing. I've got my own thing down. And I get that. I totally get that. But I think when you hear what it is that we're talking about and you hear how it is that this connects, it's going to start to make sense. And it's going to be one of those things where you can start to understand how it is that people can fall into this pattern of failure and following and failure and following. And then how it doesn't actually change their life. So we're going to be talking today about headaches. And when you hear that and you think, okay, we're talking about headaches, what does that have to do with failure and following? Well, you'll see how it is that the contrast of what ends up happening. Like I said, this show is going to be about contrast today. So before we get into that and before we get into those things, let me explain why it is that I'm so passionate about headaches. And this is what really got me into chiropractic, because I'm a chiropractor. My practice is right here on Brentwood Boulevard. We are right there on Brentwood Boulevard between the Whole Foods and the Starbucks. So if you know that Starbucks that everybody's backed up in and the traffic is going down the line and all that kind of stuff because they're waiting to get their morning fix of coffee, that's the Starbucks. So we're between that Whole Foods and the Starbucks on Brentwood Boulevard. And when I started off in this journey, and I think a lot of you can relate, I started off because of the fact that I had an injury. So I was playing soccer in California. And whenever I was playing soccer, we were playing indoor and it was a friendly. And it was a situation where a friend of mine came over and he was defending me, and I was trying to score, right? I was striking. And as I was going to shoot, I was shooting with my left foot. And right at the time that I went to shoot, he hit me, right? He was defending. He just checked me. No big deal. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But we were playing on a hardwood floor, a very hardwood floor, in a very old, a very, very old place. And so as we were playing, he hit me and he checked me and I was shooting. And when that happened, I came down and I landed square on my head. So I landed actually right on the temple, on the left side of my head. And if you ever see me, when you see me, you'll see a nice little scar that I have there in my, close to my eyebrow. And when that happened, I felt fine. Like, okay, I feel okay. Yeah, it hurts a little bit. It's bleeding a little. No big deal. I'll go get some stitches. It's not a big deal. No big deal. My friend felt terrible, like the whole thing, right? So then I end up going to go get stitched up. And whenever I go get stitched up, the nurse I knew, and the nurse started asking me some questions. And she starts talking to me. And my answers to her questions weren't lining up, right? Like, it wasn't just quite right. Next thing I know, I'm not answering the questions correctly. And the next thing I know, the paramedics come in and they rush me to the hospital. They, you know, strap me to the board. They do the whole thing. I don't know what's going on. I'm totally out of it. And they get me to the hospital. I won't bore you with all the details of what happened. Fortunately, everything was okay. But what ended up happening was, after the black eye settled and after the immediate injuries went away, about 6 months later, I started getting these headaches. I started getting headaches 5 to 6 times a week. I would get a debilitating migraine once to twice a month that would literally knock me out. Like I would just need to like be in a dark room. And maybe some of you can relate to that. You're listening to this and maybe some of you have friends or family that can relate to that too, where something happened in the past. It may have been an injury. It may have been an ongoing thing, or it might not seemingly be related to an old injury. For me, I didn't really trace it back until I really dug into it to figure it out. Cause after 5 years of dealing with that, I finally figured out things that could help me, and I'm going to share some of that with you. But for me, what ended up happening was, and maybe you can relate to this too, for 5 years, I had headaches 5 to 6 times a week that would last anywhere between a couple hours to all day. And then I would have migraines that would last, like I said, 1 to 2 days out of the week that were basically robbing me. They were robbing me of my time. They were robbing me of my day. At that time, I was pre-med and I was working at a teaching hospital. So it was fast forward a bit. I'm working at a teaching hospital. In the teaching hospital there, I'm working with medical doctors on surgeries. I'm intubating people. Like I'm helping. I'm doing everything that you would normally do in a surgery. And I would always ask the surgeons and I would ask the general practitioners and I would ask anybody that I could about my headaches to try to help me. Cause they would notice sometimes, hey, you just don't seem as sharp today. You don't seem as on it as you normally are. Yeah, I've got a headache. And we would talk about those things. Well, I didn't like taking those medications. And a lot of the people that I help in my practice each and every day, they don't like it either because it didn't make me feel right, either in my head or my focus or my digestive system or something. Just something wasn't right. And if you can relate to that, then this story is for you too, because once I started figuring out what I could do to fix those things, it changed everything. So one of my friends actually was the one who introduced me to chiropractic, and that's where everything started for me. And I remember it like it was yesterday. See, he kept on me, and you might be thinking to yourself, just like I was thinking to myself, what is it that chiropractic is going to do to help me with my headaches? Because my friend kept on saying, you should go see my chiropractor. I was like, why? I don't have neck pain or back pain. Why would I ever go to a chiropractor? I'm working at the hospital. I'm helping out with surgeries. I've got the best doctors in town that are helping me and all that kind of a thing. And he goes, yeah, but you still have the headaches. You still have the migraines. And, you know, even when you take the medications, you feel like junk anyway. He goes, why don't you just check out my chiropractor? No. I just kept on saying, no. So finally, one day he was on me. He happened to be at my house hanging out, and one of those headaches just came along that just hit me, and it hit me hard. And it was one of those things where I finally said, you know what? You're here. What's your chiropractor's name? Let's find out and let's see what this guy can do. I'm sure he can't help me because I don't have neck pain or back pain. I just have these headaches. So I don't know how that could ever help. And I'm going to explain to you how it is, how that all helps and how that ties together. But I went to that chiropractor. I just checked it out. Thank God that my friend kept on me about it. And I went to the chiropractor and I remember it clear as day. I got that first adjustment, and I will tell you that the headache that I had when I walked into that place was gone. Now, was it 100% gone? No, but it was about 80% gone. Was that the last time that ever had a headache? No, but I kept following along with the process that he showed me. And now, you know, it's been, what, 20 years. And in 20 years, I've had 6 headaches and 1 migraine, which was like a typical week for me. And those are the types of things that we hear. And it's because of the fact that the things that it happens, how it changes your nervous system. This is the same information that the CDC shares, the Center for Disease Control, talks about how the nervous system controls all these things. And we'll talk about that here too. What Harvard talks about, what the National Institute of Health talks about as well. All of these things talk about the fact of how your nervous system is the thing that makes it to where your body functions like it's supposed to. And we'll come back to that in a bit. For me, whenever I got that adjustment, it allowed me to have my nervous system now to function like it's supposed to, have my body working like it should be. Because before, what I didn't realize was is that the problem was in my upper neck, in my upper cervical spine. And if you ever notice that you get that headache that starts in the base of your skull, or if when you get a headache, you kind of press, if you kind of take your hand and you track down behind your head and you reach back there and you feel that soft spot right before you get to the top of your spine, if you feel that soft spot right there, that area right there is the area that starts to get inflamed. I'm going to talk about that and how it is that those things relate to what it is that problems that you're having, or people that you know, love, and trust are having problems with headaches with themselves too. This is something that they need to know about, that you need to know about as well, because that's what this whole show is about. It's not just about, hey, these are things that are going on. These are things that I want to show you that you can do to help with your life. And I'm going to point you in exact directions as to where you can go to help out with this, because I want to see things change in your life and in your friends' lives and in your family's lives and the people that you love as well, right? I want to see those things change for them, because it's out there and there's no reason for them to continually suffer and keep dealing with the problems that they've been dealing with. All right. So again, I am Dr. Vedan. This is Need, Want, Love, Wellness, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in just a moment.
Sponsored by Dr. Alex Vedan of Vedan Family Chiropractic. Online at drvedan.com. Welcome back to Need, Want, Love, Wellness with Dr. Alex Vedan. And now, here is Dr. Alex Vedan.
All right, you are back with Dr. Vedan on Need, Want, Love, Wellness. And today we're talking about something that affects millions of people, and it affects families, it affects moms, dads, kids, everyone, grandparents. We're talking about headaches, and we're talking about the debilitating effects of it, not just the idea of, hey, you have headaches and this is a common thing. This is more of a, what can I do about this? That's what this whole show is about, right? We're talking about things that you can do to help change your life, to improve your life so that you have a better life, so you can get back to doing the things that you need to do, want to do, and love to do. So I just shared with you in the previous segment, I just shared with you how it is that I got into chiropractic, because the fact that I had a concussion, I had headaches that were, you know, post-concussive syndrome that were associated with that. Somebody introduced me into chiropractic, and then I started seeing a chiropractor, and it was at that moment, I knew two things at that moment. I knew two things right at that moment. I knew, number one, all right, I'm not going to be a medical doctor anymore. I'm going to be a chiropractor. That's the direction I'm going to go. I'm going to be a chiropractor because I want to help people get results without having to take drugs and not having to do surgery. Now, look, I know that I'm friends with a lot of medical doctors in town, and we take care of a lot of medical doctors at my office and at my practice. And what we find is that they want that for you too. Like, they want the best results for you as well. Everybody wants you to get the results that you want. That's what makes our office different, is that we get results for people in ways that they've never had before, because we share things in ways that they've never seen before. And that's what we want for you, right? Like, we want you to get to see the fact that these things are changing in my life because of the fact that my body is able to do just what Harvard says that it should do. Harvard says your body can heal itself. And it should. That's what it's supposed to do. We just need to give it what it needs. We need to give it what it's supposed to have. And I don't mean that in some like ethereal mumbo jumbo way. I mean that literally, when you cut your finger, think about all the things that happen. Like, just think about all the things that happen when you cut your finger that have to allow that finger to heal, right? Like, you don't think about the fact that the white blood cells need to go there. You don't think about the clotting factors. You don't think about the red blood cells that make all that stuff happen. Your body does all that because your brain communicates with your body. And that's the way that chiropractic really works, is that, yeah, we're great at doing things like getting rid of things like back pain and neck pain and headaches and sciatica and, you know, all of those kind of things. But really, not only do we fix that and help great with those things, we allow your body to work the way it's supposed to. So look at this. Let's go back to the finger, right? Whenever you cut your finger, you don't think about all those things happening. You know what you're not thinking about right now too? You're not thinking about your food digesting. Your brain's taking care of that for you, and your intestines and your stomach and all those things are doing that. You're not thinking about all the millions of neurons that are firing all the time. You're not thinking about the fact that your brain is making sure that your lungs are breathing while you're sitting there. It's making sure that you know right where your feet are on the ground. It knows where your hands are. It knows what's going on. It allows your eyes to dilate and do all the different things. All those things happen because your brain is communicating with those areas. And it's, right? It's all the time. It's communicating all the time. Problems come, though, whenever that communication isn't the way that it's supposed to be. It's not as quick as it's supposed to be. It's supposed to just boom, boom, and fire. Think about it like this. Think of it like a dimmer switch. if your brain is sending out the signal and you've got full power, you've got full blast, then those lights, like a dimmer switch, right? Those lights that you have inside are going to be at full power, right? If we've got the dimmer switch on full blast, it's going to be on full blast. But let's say that we turn that dimmer switch down just a quarter. Well, that's going to darken the entire room. Same thing with your brain, right? When your brain goes to send out a signal to the body, if it's decreased just a little bit, then that signal to that area of the body isn't going to function as optimally as it should be. And that's what this is really about. Over a long enough timeline, what ends up happening is that your body then gets to a point to where it either can't adapt to the changes that are going on, and it starts to then break down. So in the idea of the dimmer switch, eventually what ends up happening is that dimmer switch, it's not just turned down a quarter, then it gets turned down to a little bit more like a half, right? And then it gets turned down a little bit more, so much so that now it's hard for you to read whenever you're sitting in your space where you're doing your reading, right? Well, it's the same thing for your body. If that brain can't send the signal as optimally as it's supposed to, then what happens is now the body doesn't function like it's supposed to. So let's go to things like, let's talk about sciatica. Sciatica is whenever you get a nerve that sends a signal down your leg and where that nerve gets irritated, and some reason that nerve is getting irritated, sending the problem, the pain, the numbness, the tingling, the shooting pain, the radicular complaints down into your leg. So you've heard of people that have sciatica, or sometimes it's called sciatica, we'll hear people say, but it's sciatica. And whenever that happens, it's because irritation to the nerve is happening. That's a physical impingement. That's a physical problem that's going on there. That's a area where there's either a bone that's pressing on that, or there's a disc, the cushion in between your bones and your spine, or what it could be is it could also be a muscle that's then cramping on that nerve that's causing those types of problems too. Whatever it is, if it's, let's say, a muscle, yeah, we can do things. We can work on that muscle. We can massage that muscle. You can have an injection into that muscle. You can take muscle relaxers to help settle that muscle down and all those different types of things. But if it's coming from your spine, let's say that it's coming from a bone that's now irritating that nerve in your spine. Or let's say that it's also, let's also look at it from the fact of it's a disc that's now herniated and pushing out, or bulging and pushing out onto that nerve. Whenever that happens, there's no medication that's going to fix that bone being out of position. There's no medication that's going to tell that disc to not be herniated anymore, or that's going to make it to where it's not bulging anymore. That's a positional problem. That is a physical problem that we're trying to correct with a chemical solution. Think about that. That's a physical problem. We have physically have a structural problem in someone's spine that's not allowing the nerve to send out the signal the way that it's supposed to. That's a physical problem. Chemical solution would be, I'm trying to take a drug to make this to where it fixes it. But what we know doesn't happen is we know that there's no fix that ends up happening, because when you stop taking the drugs, the problem's still there. You might have decreased the inflammation for a period of time. You might have decreased the pain for a period of time. You might have done that for a period of time. Eventually, the problem comes back. That might take a couple days. That might take a couple weeks. The same thing. So I'm using that to relate back to you, right? The same thing relates to things like headaches. Whenever we have a structural problem that's in that cervical spine, in your neck, remember how we just talked about, we said, look, if you go on the back of your skull and you take your hand on the back of your skull and you roll it down towards your neck, into that upper neck, you feel that soft section, and then you start to feel the top of your spine. If you ever go in there and you're kind of pressing to relieve the pain, or when you press there for your headaches, it makes the headaches worse, that is definitely an area that you know, hey, there's a problem here. Or even if you kind of go off to the sides of that, you come down the back of your skull, you feel the middle of that spine. If you go out to the sides laterally from there, if you feel out to the sides on that, you'll feel these areas where you can kind of feel like, oh, that feels a little bit hard. And when I press on that, it feels tender in that area. I'm still in the back of the neck, but in that same space, those are areas that whenever those bones, those vertebra, right, the vertebra in your spine, those are the bones that stack up one on top of the other that keep you standing up straight and keep you moving and doing all that kind of stuff. And they protect, they house your nervous system. They protect the spinal cord that's in there. But whenever those bones are out of position, or those bones aren't moving correctly, is really what it comes down to, causing inflammation or causing problems that are associated with that too. What will happen is now your body's going to let you know that there's a problem there. All these things, the sciatica, headaches, those kind of things, they're all ways of your body letting you know that there's a problem. It's ways of your body telling you, hey, you have an issue here that we need to get fixed. It's like the check engine light. When the check engine light comes on in your car, you can either choose to ignore it and put something over it and cover it up, or, right, we can put a little sticker over it or something like that over the check engine light and just not pay attention to it. Or what we could do is we could say, oh, well, there's a check engine light. I should get this thing fixed. I should get this figured out. all of these signs and symptoms, whenever your body gives you these things, it's your body's way of letting you know there's a problem. And we need to get that problem fixed and corrected. Because if not, at a certain point, the body can't adapt anymore. It's why it is that we hear people that say, I was doing fine. I've been, you know, kind of dealing with this problem for a period of time, like let's say headaches or something like that. And then one day, boom, that was it. I couldn't deal with it anymore. And it was just too much because my body, basically in a situation like that, their body can't adapt anymore. And when your body can't adapt anymore to the changes that it's trying to make and trying to allow you to do throughout your day to get you to do the things that you need to do, want to do, and love to do, eventually the body says, I can't do this anymore, and I'm going to start to shut down and break down. When that happens, that's whenever people come and they start to say, hey, look, I've been trying. I've been dealing with this. I've tried stretches. I've tried exercises. I've tried heat. I've tried ice. I've tried the aspirins, the Tylenols, the drugs, the whatever it is, and all those different things, but nothing's fixing the problem. What that shows us is a lot of times, even a lot of times, people come to us way before that. But what that shows me in my office is that let's take a look at this because likely there's a structural problem that no one else has looked at. And that's what we do different in our office. We're going to look at the structure of what's going on in your spine and nervous system to find out if there's something we can do to help you. If there is, we're going to tell you. If there's not, we're going to tell you that too. Next, I'm going to share with you how it is that people are getting their life back in our office and what it is that we're doing specifically for them. And I'm going to give you exercises. I'm going to show you some simple exercises that you can do on your own. And that those are things that you can do to help with your headaches and problems too.
Sponsored by Dr. Alex Vidan of Vidan Family Chiropractic. Online at drvidan.com. Welcome back to Need, Want, Love, Wellness with Dr. Alex Vidan. And now, here is Dr. Alex Vidan.
All right, you are back with Dr. Vidan and Need, Want, Love, Wellness on 105.3 FM and 1380 AM, The Answer. So we are talking about headaches. We're talking about something that affects so many people. And when we started all this off, I said, look, this is going to be a story of contrast, and this is going to be looking at how it is that things are followers and failures. And so I want to talk about that. Like, let's circle back to that now and let's talk about why that is. So we talked about last time what happens, right? So in the previous segment, we talked about what's going on with that upper cervical spine. And we talked about how those vertebrae can get out of position and they can irritate the nerve that causes the problems. In fact, I told you, if you run your hand down the back of your head into that soft spot right before your spine starts, you'll feel that area. And sometimes what people will say is they'll say, if I push there, it causes a headache. Or if I push there, it relieves the headache. Either of those things can happen. Those areas, that's called your suboccipital muscles. And those muscles that are in there, they all attach to bones. And it's kind of like a couple of different, if you imagine like two V's side by side to each other, kind of, you know, side by side next to each other, pointing from like tip to tip. So if you imagine you've got your two V's and they come across and then they're touching top to top to each other. Anyway, what's happening is that those muscles, they get tight because of the fact that those vertebrae, those bones that are there, they get either fixated and stuck, or they get to the point to where whenever they're stuck, they're now not moving like they're supposed to, which then will irritate the nerve. There's another thing that's going on there too. When those bones don't get to where they're moving like they're supposed to and they get stuck or they get shifted out of position, there's a small piece of dura that's there. And that's an anatomical piece, right? That's just a little piece of connective tissue between your spinal cord and the actual bone that's there. And whenever that dura is stretched and pulled, what we end up finding is that people get headaches. Now, again, that is a physical problem. There's different classifications of headaches, and we can get into all that. There's no need to really get into what all the different classifications are, because really it comes down to, look, if you have a problem with headaches, you don't care what the classifications are. You just want it fixed. You just want to make sure that it's taken care of. And that's what we want too. We just want to make sure that you get fixed. But what ends up happening is when that dura gets pulled and stretched, we find that that then causes things like headaches. So again, it's a physical problem. The problem is not, I don't have enough aspirin or Tylenol or enough Tramadol or enough whatever it is in my body, so that's what's causing my headaches. It's because there's a physical problem that's going on there that needs to be corrected. And that's what we look for. We take very, very specific x-rays to look at that to determine, is this moving like it's supposed to? These are different x-rays than you would see like at the ER or anything like that. We're looking for the same kind of things. We want to find out, look, is there fracture? Is there problems going on? Is there arthritic change? Is there all that kind of stuff? But more importantly, how does it move? And whenever we find out how it moves and how it moves correctly or incorrectly, then we'll know, all right, this is a physical problem that we can help with, and this is something that we can do to help people get themselves back to doing what they need to do, want to do, and love to do, and help you get back to doing what you need to do, want to do, and love to do. So here's where it all circles back. The thing about the contrast is this, is that what we see is that far too often people are following what it is that they're being told to do, right? So I followed for 5 years. I followed the system that I was in because I was pre-med. I was working at the hospital. I always followed that system. It's take these medications, you know, maybe have these injections, possibly do these stretches and exercises and see if that helps too. I was following along in that process, but what I kept finding was, and this is what I keep hearing from so many of our patients that we help is that they've been following along in that process too. But what we end up seeing is that there's still failure. The failure is that they actually don't get back to doing the things that they need to do, want to do, and love to do as optimally as they could. What they end up seeing is they say, yeah, I mean, I can play with my kids, but can I really get out there and play the way that I want to? No, I don't. Yeah, I can get my job done. Like I can tough through the day and I can do the things I need to do and all those kind of things. But is it as quick as it could be? No. Is it as optimal as it could be? No. Do I find myself, a lot of times rubbing the back of my head and then dealing with all these problems and then feeling like I'm having to stretch all the time and feeling like I'm being irritated all the time? Yes. Do I find myself, and here's a big one that I hear a lot of times, do I find myself at a point where, and maybe this relates to you, do I find myself at a point to where my tolerance for dealing with things is much smaller? That's a big one. Like that is a big one, like my tolerance for dealing with things. And it's because of the fact that, well, my tolerance is so much smaller because my cup is already full. Think about it. Like if your cup's already full, like you've already reached your level, anything else that adds to that cup, if I've got just, you know, like an inch left in that, the next little thing that happens takes me over the edge. It just spills over and now it's too much. And now it's gotten to the point to where I can't deal with the stress that I'm dealing with that I should be able to tolerate. So I'm frustrated at my kids because they're just making too much noise. I'm frustrated at my work because I can't get through it as quickly as I should be able to. And I can see other people can that aren't dealing with the problems that I'm dealing with. I'm frustrated at my spouse because he or she is talking to me, or my loved ones, because they're talking to me about things with their problems. And I can't deal with that right now because my tolerance for dealing with those things has gotten to be so small. Coming up here, I'm going to tell you about two things. In this next part, I'm going to talk to you about people that we've helped like that. I'm also going to talk to you about what it is that you can do and where you can go for that. Like I'm going to give you specific exercises that you can go through and you can say, these are things that are going to help me as far as stretching those areas out. These are things that are going to help me with my cervical spine, that it's then going to help me with my headaches, because it's all connected. All those things are interrelated, and we're going to talk about that here in one moment.
Welcome back to Need, Want, Love, Wellness with Dr. Alex Vidane. And now, here is Dr. Alex Vidane.
All right, you are back with Need, Want, Love, Wellness with Dr. Vidane. And we're talking about headaches. And I told you, I said, look, I'm going to talk to you about things that you can do to actually fix the problem. If you go to Vidane Family Chiropractic on Facebook, or you go to our YouTube channel, we have exercises for you there. So we have exercises to show that you can do. Specifically, the one that I'm thinking about for you right now is I showed one where I'm holding a yellow ball and I'm showing it how to put into the base of your skull, and you can just kind of roll that around and you can look on there. So think about this. If you have a tennis ball at home, let's say you're somebody that suffers from headaches and or someone that you know, love, and trust suffers from headaches, you're going to want to share this with them, right? So what you want to do is you want to take a tennis ball, and something that gives a little bit is going to be better, like a tennis ball. You're going to set that at the base of your skull. And when you set that there, just in that space, when you come down at the base of your skull, just above where the spine comes together and where you can really feel that happening, where it comes together to reach at the base of the skull. If you just take that ball and you go and you just move your neck up and down with that ball there, either laying back on a hard surface or laying back in your bed, that ball is going to basically just roll through there and work through some of those muscles that have gotten tight. Now, here's the thing. You're going to want to do that on both sides. The other thing is this, is that if you notice, just start off by doing that just a little bit. Don't start off doing it much. If you're somebody that headaches trigger for you instantly, this is not going to be the exercise for you to do. But if you're somebody that has it to where, yeah, every now and then I get some headaches, and I feel like if I just had a good stretch in there, something that can get deep into there, this will be the one for you. This is the one that you want to check out. So go to that Facebook page or check out our YouTube channel. Again, that's Vidan, V as in victory, I-D-A-N. So Vidan Family Chiropractic. You go on to either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. And I'll tell you what, like us, friend us there. We give all kinds of different content and information that's going to help you. So if you go on there, we're constantly giving stretches. We're constantly giving exercises because the idea is I want to give you what I can. I want to give you all that I can to help you so that if we need to see you, we can see you less and less. That's really our goal. Our goal is, look, if we're going to see somebody, we want to see them as little as possible, but have them get the optimal results as possible. That's always our goal. That's the whole thing. And the other goal is to make sure that you're functioning as optimally as you can. So it's, what do we need to do in order to make those things happen, right? So that exercise you can find right there, right? So you can find that exercise on either of those places. But the idea is you're going to take that tennis ball, you're going to put it there. You're going to do two things. You're going to, with that tennis ball in that space that we just discussed, just below the base of the skull, right there in the spine. So we're going to put it right there. And when you put it there, I want you to go into an up and down motion, like you're saying, yes, yes, Dr. Vidan, yes, right? So same kind of thing. So you're going to put it right there. Now what you're going to do is I want you to do that. Just do it three times up and down and see how that does for you. Then you're going to do the no motion. So it's going to be the ball's in the same place, the no motion. No, Dr. Vidan, I'm not going to do that, right? So same kind of thing. You get what I'm saying. Do it on both sides, left side and right side. Up and down, yes. Left and right, no. What that's going to do is that's going to then have that ball to where it's deep into there and it's stretching those muscles and it's creating some pressure in there too. The reason I only want you to do it three times, and the reason I only tell my patients, I say, look, I just want you to start off just doing this three times up and down, three times left and right, just nice and easy, because I want to see how your body responds. If it doesn't cause a problem, then I'll usually tell my patients, I'll say, hey, look, I want you to try this, do it now five times and let's see how that does. And then we eventually are moving our way up to 10 times, right? And then we can move our way up to doing multiple sets of that to help with that as well. Very, very simple, a really easy one that you can do with that. Let me give you another easy one too. Again, if any of these things ever cause pain, problem, discomfort, stop. Stop immediately. Don't do it anymore. I want to stress that because the thing is, I don't want this to cause more problems for you. But if you notice that it causes problems, this should not cause problems. Somebody that doesn't have headaches and somebody that doesn't have problems in their neck, this isn't going to cause any type of issues at all. So if it causes problems for you, then you know you have a problem. If you know, oh, I did that and it caused me to have another headache, then the idea isn't, oh, well, that means that this is a bad thing. No, the idea is, yes, it's bad in the fact that your spine and nervous system isn't working like it's supposed to. And it needs to be fixed. And we need to get this corrected. That just lets you know that's not the solution for you. We need to find the other solution for you. So let me give you another stretch. Let's say that you're at work, you're at your office, or you're sitting somewhere. And if you can take it, we call this an anchor stretch. And this is online too. You can find this on our Facebook page. You can find this on our YouTube channel as well, which again, I'm going to give us a plug and I'm going to say subscribe to it because we give you all kinds of content and information on there too. So what you want to do is on that anchor stretch, you're going to be sitting. You're going to sit up good and tall. Take your hand. So let's say you're going to take your right hand. You're going to reach underneath the chair. So you're going to grab onto the base of the chair and that's going to be the anchor that holds you down. You're going to take your head and you are going to stretch it to your left. So you're going to stretch it away from the hand that's now the anchor and that's going to stretch the muscles all on the side of your neck. When you do that, you can turn your head so you can kind of rotate it a little bit from left to right and you'll feel nice and easy, nice and easy and nice and slow. You'll feel that stretch all in those muscles in there in the upper back area and in the base of the neck. And when that happens, that helps loosen those muscles in there too. So again, like I told you, the whole principle of and the whole thing with this program is not just to say, hey, here's a problem. The thing is to say, let me give you things to help you to fix this problem too. And these are other resources that I'm going to give you too. So if you go to our Facebook page, if you go to our Instagram, we're on Instagram too. So if you can go to Instagram, you can go to YouTube, you go to any of those places, Vidan Family Chiropractic. So V-I-D-A-N Family Chiropractic. any of those places, we have all kinds of exercises that we use to help people, that we use to help our patients. We want to do that because I want to help you with doing that. Now, that anchor stretch, that's one that you can hold for anywhere between 5 to 10 seconds and then do it on the other side. When you do that, you should feel that it stretches and feels good. If you notice it stretches and, oh my gosh, later on I got another headache or it caused me to have a headache. Don't do both of these at the same time. I want you to do one and then know how it does. And then do the other one the next day or the day after and know how that one does. So pick one and use that one. All right, so next coming up, I'm going to be sharing with you more information that you can use to help change your life, get you back to doing the things you need to do, want to do, and love to do with Dr. Vedanta. All right, welcome back to Need, Want, Love, Wellness with Dr. Vedan. So we're talking about getting you back to doing the things you need to do, want to do, love to do whenever we're talking about headaches. So if you're listening to this and you're listening to the stories that we're talking about, in fact, I'm going to give you two more here in just a moment. But these are things that if you're hearing this and you're thinking about, man, this is something that my sister should know, or my brother, or my mother, or my father, or my coworker, share this information with them, or share our Facebook page with them, share our YouTube channel with them, share our Instagram, share that with them to help them. Even if we aren't the right place to fix them and help them get back to doing what they need to do, want to do, love to do, we want them to know that there's options, because far too often we hear the story that I'm going to share with you right now. We had a mom that recently came to us, and you can look, her story's on our Facebook page. This mom came to us and she said, look, I've tried everything. I've tried going to my MD. I'm doing everything that she's telling me to do there. I've been to have the injections. I've done that route. I've done all those things, and I just still constantly have these headaches. My problem is this, is that I cannot play with my kids like I want to. I'm not the mom that I want to be. And I know whenever I'm helping out in the ER and in the OR, she's a nurse and a very good nurse, but she said, whenever I'm helping out in the OR, I'm not like on it like I need to be because I'm not as focused. Yes, I can do my job. Yes, I can do all those things. But at the same time, like, it's difficult when you have a headache to really focus. And if you've ever had a really bad headache, you know, look, I've got to focus. I've got to get this job done, especially when I'm in an OR. I've got to get it done. But when we know that, man, I'm able to do the job, but I'm not able to do it at the level that I know that I can do and I want to do. And we all have been there where you're hurting in some way and you know, like, I could do better here if this wasn't there, right? And so she came to us and just said, look, the biggest thing for me is that I go to work, I do my thing, I'm working extra shifts, I'm doing all that kind of stuff, and I know I'm doing a great job with all of that. But the thing is that when I come home, I pay for it. I pay for it because of the fact that I'm not able to play with my daughter. My youngest daughter, right? My son, he's older. He's doing his thing and all that kind of stuff. But my young daughter, man, I can't get out there and play with her and do the things I need to do. So as we started seeing her in just a few short weeks, she had been suffering with these things for decades or for 10 years, right? So not decades, but for 10 years, she had been suffering with these headaches. And then now we started seeing her and she was then able, and you can go look on our Facebook page. She is on there talking about her playing with her daughter, and her daughter is so excited now because she feels like her daughter, who's the one, like, let's be honest, the people around us are often the ones that suffer the most whenever we're dealing with these kind of things, right? Like, we are, they're dealing with the most. She fell into the same category that we talked about when we started here, right? She was following the directions and she was still failing. She felt like, I was failing in life. I feel like I'm failing at being a mom. I feel like I'm not the mom that I want to be and that I need to be and I would love to be. And so because of the fact that she started following the process that we gave her, because we found structural problems that were going on, we identified those specific structural problems and got her back to doing the things she needed to do, wanted to do, loved to do. We got her back to those things. These stories, we have tons of these because of the fact that we do things differently in my office. And if you want to find out how it is that we can help you in our office, how it is that we can do things to change your life, get you back to being the mom, the dad, the worker, the coach, the whatever it is that you want to do, that you want to be at, the level that you want to play at, the level that you want to have things for you in your life at, we're here to help. So I'm going to encourage you to contact us, to reach out to us. Reach out. Contact us. So many of you did last time, so I'm going to encourage you to do that this time too. You can reach us at the office. You can reach us at 314-678-9355. Again, that's 314-678-9355. You can also go to drvidan.com. That's drvidan.com. And you can also connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, all those places which I've already mentioned. If you contact our office, you tell them that you found us here on The Answer. We'll make sure that you get whatever it is, the special that we've got going on right now. All right. Again, I'm Dr. Vedan. I so appreciate each and every one of you being here, listening to this, and sharing this message with the people that need to hear it. There are your friends, your family, your coworkers that need, want, and love to get back to doing the things that they've got to get to do because they want to change their life. Again, I'm Dr. Vedan. Thank you for listening today.
Sponsored by Dr. Alex Vedan of Vedan Family Chiropractic. Online at drvedan.com.